1960s to the present. Black people face discrimination in Canada in housing, employment, and access to public services. Many restaurants, hotels, and movie theaters refuse to admit and serve Black Canadians. In 1967, Canadian immigration policies changed. Immigrants were accessed in terms of education, skills, and employment prospects, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Racial discrimination has been illegal in Canada for many years. However, many people argue that systemic racism continues. Also known as institutional racism in social and political institutions. This includes continued harsh stereotyping of Black communities and resistance to include Black history within the Canadian history in educational curriculums. Harmful practices such as policing, like racial profiling and police carding, as well as underrepresentation and inclusion in political sectors and in senior business positions. Statistically, Black Canadians are more likely to be unemployed, have a lower average income than other Canadians. They're also more likely than any other racialized minority to be the victims of hate crime. Black Canadians and other allies continue to challenge racism and inequality in Canada through legal challenges, social media campaigns, protests, and movements like the Black Lives Matter. With all these unfair treatments of members of the Black community, our theme for Black History Month this year of Black resistance finds its importance.
At CGSF, we are taking the opportunity to celebrate Black History Month and acknowledge why it is important to do so.
It is 3:01 p.m. on February 24th, 2023. Now 3:02. We stream on CJSF.ca. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Welcome to episode 8 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, who play on the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League, and an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse. The first song will be up after the following messages.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
First up is Avi Granite 6's operator with Miss Anthropic Vindaloo.
We'll be right back.
That was Misanthropic Fiddleloo from Avi Granite 6's Operator. Next up is Matt Greenwood's Atlas. Here is From Sunshine. I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. Four games were on tap for February 18th. The Red Leaf softball destroyed University of Minnesota Crookston 23-13, along with a 13-5 drubbing of Frank Pierce University, New Hampshire, at Lincoln Park in Tucson, Arizona. Both basketball teams were in action to cap off February 18th. Men's were shaded by the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 65-60 at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho, while women's bested the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 67-61 at SFU's West Gym, after which three seniors, Sophie Clausen, Emma Kramer, and Georgia Swant, were honored. Two events occurred on February 19th. The Red Leaf softball bested Franklin Pierce 8-7 for the second day in a row at Lincoln Park in Tucson, Arizona, to cap off the D2 Cactus Classic. Meanwhile, women's wrestling competed in the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships, Region V, at Bronson Arena in Grand Junction, Colorado, where weight classes were in pounds. In 109, Maddie McKenzie and Golroke Nuri dominated their opponents with technical falls as the two confronted one another for an all-SFU final, where McKenzie edged Nuri to earn the 109 crown. In 116, Victoria Seal and IB Threatful overwhelmed their two respective opponents for another all-SFU final, where Seal topped Threatful via a technical fall to claim the 116 crown. In 130, Marquesas Hines torched through her first three opponents as she upended them with technical falls. However, Hines fell to Haley Chapman of Colorado Mesa to earn second in 130. In 136, Jay Trollen thumped her first two opponents with technical falls, but Trollen was upended by Holly Bodoin of Colorado Mesa to finish second in 136. In 155, Paige Maher won her first two matches to confront Dahlia Garibay of Colorado Mesa in the finals. However, Maher forfeited to settle for second in 155. In 170, Emily Q topped her first two opponents to oppose Camila Montenegro of Chadron in the finals, where Q upended Chadron to earn the 170 crown. In 191, Katja Austin dominated her first two opponents to face Riwa Chababo from University of the Ozarks. In the finals, Austin toppled Chababo in just 16 seconds to earn the 191 crown. SFU won 4 of 10 weight classes as the Red Leafs finished as the runner-up among 9 teams with 152 points, only behind Colorado Mesa with 178 points. Three events took place on February 20th. The Red Leafs softball sophomore outfielder Abby McGlynn, who bats left and throws right, earned a GNAC Softball Offensive Player of the Week after she batted 529 with 5 extra base hits, 6 runs batted in, and 7 stolen bases. Meanwhile, men's golf competed in the Rattler Invitational at the Dominion Country Club in San Antonio, Texas. The Red Leafs finished in a 7th place tie in day 1 with Northeastern State, 30 over par, 6 under 6 strokes. All 5 SFU golfers hit under 160 strokes each, led by Bailey Bjornsson at 7 over par, 151 strokes, in a 3-way tie for 15th. Anish Kalra is 1 stroke behind Bjornsson at 8 over par, 152 strokes, in an 8-way tie for 18th. Meanwhile, track and field teams started in the Great Northwest Indoor Track and Field Championships in Spokane, Washington. Distances and jumps are in meters with run times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for preliminaries and finals for SFU. In women's weight throw, Susanna Linuski hurled 14.47 for 6. In women's 60 preliminaries, Marie-Alois Leclerc set an all-time record with a 7.38 dash, with teammates Emma Cunnan running 7.7 for 5th and Jalen Cummings clocking 7.76 for 6. In men's 60 dash preliminaries, Josiah Penson-McCoy darted 6.93 for second, only behind Braden Durfee of Northwest Nazarene at 6.91. McCoy's teammate Kaito Suzuki timed in at 7 for 5th. In men's 800-run preliminaries, Jordan Schmidt rushed at 153.83 for 5th. Megan Roxby won women's 800-run preliminaries at 216.06, while teammate Sarah Pringley ran 217.83 for 6th. Megan Roxby won women's 800-run preliminaries at 216.06, while teammate Sarah Pringley ran 217.83 for 6. Josiah Penson-McCoy won men's 200-dash preliminaries at 21.78. Maria Ella LeClaire set a meet record in women's 200-dash preliminaries as she dashed at 24.02 for first, while teammate Emma Cannon was the runner-up at 24.78. In women's long jump, Sydney Kenya leaped at 5.16. In men's 5,000 run, Sebastian Brickman ran at 14.23.49, which beat the previous meet record but lost to Cole Nash of Alaska Anchorage at 14.17.09. In men's 4,000 distance relay, the quartet of Aiden Good, Felix Allen, Jordan Schmidt, and Charlie Donat won at 10.12.48. In women's 4,000 distance relay, the quartet of Rachel Watkins, Claire Bosma, Megan Roxby, and Kate Cameron finished second at 12.21.55, only behind Western Washington at 11.59.03. Four events were on tap for February 21st. Men's golf concluded the Rattler Invitational at the Dominion Country Club in San Antonio, Texas. The Red Leaves finished seventh in the tournament, 35 over par, 899 strokes, led by Michael Chris Logo, who fired 6 over par, 222 strokes, in a four-way tie for 11th. Bailey Bjornsson finished second for the Red Leaves as he fired 11 over par, 227 strokes, in a four-way tie for 7th. In a four-way tie for 23rd, excuse me. Cameron won the team crown, 19 over par, 883 strokes. Key Coker of DBU and Sangha Park of UT Permian Basin finished tied for first as both fired 6 over par, 210 strokes. Meanwhile, track and field teams finished the Great Northwest Indoor Track and Field Championships in Spokane, Washington. Jumps are in meters with run times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for preliminaries and finals for SFU. In women's high jump, Olivia Winbrio leaped 1.56 for 5th. Charlie Donat won men's 1 mile, which is 1,609 meters, as he clocked in at 406.21, while teammates Aiden Good timed at 418.77 for 7th, and Benjamin Schoening finished 419.08 for 8th. In men's 60-meter dash finals, Josiah Penson-McCoy dashed at 6.91 for second, only behind Dominic Loggins of Western Oregon at 6.87. McCoy's teammates, Kaito Suzuki, ran 7th for 6th. In women's 60-meter dash finals, Marie-Ella LeClaire set the GNAC record with a 7.33 run, while teammates Emma Cannon placed 7th at 7.742, and Jalen Cummings finished 8th and last at 7.744. Two Red Leaves finished top three in women's 400-meter dash finals as Claire Bosma won at 57.9 and Erica Binder finished third at 58.5. In women's triple jump, Kennedy Primrose leaped 11.6 for second, only behind Anna Popchuk of Western Oregon, who bounced 11.65. Primrose's teammate Olivia Winbrio hopped 11.32 for fourth. In men's 800-meter finals, Jordan Schmidt placed 8th and last in 155.38. In women's 800-meter finals, Megan Roxby was the runner-up at 214.22, only behind Vanessa Anit-Ai of Seattle Pacific at 208.71. Roxby's teammate Sarah Pringley earned 7th at 223.9. Josiah Penson-McCoy won men's 200-meter dash finals at 21.77. Marie-Ella LeClaire set another conference record in women's 200-meter dash finals with a 23.63 dash. LeClaire's teammate Emma Cannon earned second at 24.68. In men's 3,000-meter run. Sebastian Brinkman broke the previous meet record at 8:21.88, but finished second behind Cole Nash of Alaska Anchorage at 8:18.32. Brinkman's teammate Ephraim Mekonen placed 8th at 8:31.91. In men's 4x400-meter relay, the quartet of Josiah Pinson-McCoy, Kaito Suzuki, Joren Lenton, and Jordan Schmidt clocked in at 3:25.19 for 6th. SFU won women's 4x400 relay as the quartet of Erica Bender, Claire Bosma, Emma Kanan, and Mariela LeClaire dashed at 3:48.1. SFU men's finished 5th with 65 points, while women's earned 3rd with 110 points in the 2023 Great Northwest Indoor Track and Field Championships in Spokane, Washington. Meanwhile, on February 21st, softball played a doubleheader against Chaminade University of Honolulu. The Red Leafs fell 7-2 and 5-2 at Silver Sword Field in Honolulu, Hawaii. February 22nd was the NCAA Division II Day when the impact of Division II student-athletes were celebrated. On the same day, Sophie Clausen, a senior in women's basketball, qualified for the College Sports Communicators Academic All-District NCAA Division II women's basketball team. Clausen is a kinesiology major with a 3.82 GPA on a 4.33 scale. On February 23rd, the SFU softball played a doubleheader against Hawaii Pacific. The Red Leafs fell to the Sharks 9-3 and 3-2 at Howard A. Okita Field in Kanaohe, Hawaii. Megan Duclos tied the school record for most stolen bases in a year with 21 in Game 2. Also on February 23rd, women's basketball were destroyed by the Western Washington Vikings 87-63 in Weku Court at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you